B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Looks like in-person learning will be back soon in Massachusetts. The state's sixth mass vaccination site opens today, and two new marijuana shops approved near Fenway. Melissa has the juice coming up.
There were a lot of platinum gifts waiting for Bobby Shmurda when he was released from prison yesterday. Hear how he spent his first day of freedom.
Leroy has your sports.
And could this be the end of Tiger's career?
But first, Governor Baker and education officials unveiled a proposal to reopen schools for in-person learning 5 days a week. Now, this would be for elementary schools starting in April, then eventually expand to middle schools. State officials said the proposal comes after concern over deteriorating mental health of many students, as well as an increase in loss of learning. They also cited the drop in coronavirus cases around the state. Reopening high schools will be more complicated because students don't stay with the same group all day and are in crowded hallways. The plans have been the subject of negotiations with local teachers unions, with some calling for vaccinations for teachers before returning to school. They should be. The state's sixth mass vaccination site opens today. It's at the former Circuit City building on State Road in Dartmouth. The site plans to administer 500 doses per day before ramping up to 2,000 daily doses over several weeks. Eligible residents must schedule an appointment. Spoiler alert, there are no appointments. Believe me, I know.
Pebbles, I'm hearing stories in you know, other states where in Florida, for example, they created a VIP list of people
to get
vaccines. You know, or there's other places where someone who works at the vaccine center kind of, you know, for a small fee will let their friends cut the line. I'm just saying. Melissa probably has a friend.
Don't be calling me out on that. I don't know anybody giving out vaccines.
Damn.
Wait.
Oh, I get
hold
it.
On.
Wink, wink.
I was going to say,
Melissa doesn't know anybody.
I actually think I might now that you say that. It's all good, though.
And two new marijuana shops have been approved by the Zoning Board of Appeal in the Fenway neighborhood. One is across from Fenway Park in the basement of the Cask, and the other one at the site of Little Stevie's near Northeastern. Both are waiting for final approval from the Cannabis Control Commission. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, one thing's for sure, COVID-19 has brought on a huge uptick in divorce filings, so it shouldn't be a big surprise that Safari and Erica Mena from Love & Hip Hop fame are calling it quits. And the two of them are very active on social media, so it also shouldn't be a surprise that they were throwing jabs at each other along the way. Safari tweeted yesterday, then deleted, "I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Getting married was one of my biggest mistakes, and it'll never happen again. I am walking away before I end up in jail over some dumb ish. Nobody is worth my freedom." Then, of course, Erica, who's never been known to keep quiet, fired back saying, quote, "Since you always run to social media like a little girl, I might as well join in. I absolutely agree with you on this. You are the most selfish, vain, and inconsiderate person, and not just with me, but your only daughter." Safari and Erica have been married 2 years and have one child together. DaBaby is being sued after he rented a house for a video shoot, then allegedly stole the owner's phone and punched him in the face.
Oh! What is wrong with people?
I know. Gary Pager says he rented his home to DaBaby under the condition he only have 12 people on site to go with COVID restrictions. So when he brought about 40 people, Pager tried to have it broken up. He said he showed up to the house but was met with resistance when DaBaby allegedly chased him into the house, warned him to not call police, and then punched him in the mouth, knocking out a tooth and leaving him bloody. Oh, and he was also spat on. DaBaby allegedly took his phone, some valuable kitchenware, and left thousands of dollars in damage. He's being sued for an unspecified amount of money. Why are you laughing?
Just that scene. And then, like, at the end, he, like, to add insult to injury, he spits on him and takes his phone.
It's stolen spatula.
Spit during Corona. Spit.
Right. I just think it's funny.
It's all right to beat his ass, but do not spread Corona.
But one of the things he stole his phone and some valuable kitchenware. So, okay, he stole a spatula. He stole maybe, like, a magic bullet. Like, what else are you stealing out of this guy's kitchen? I don't understand. Like, what are you using this stuff
for? When you rented out your house to DaBaby, did you really think it was going to, like, work out well?
You promise only 12 people? All right, I trust
12
you.
12 people would be like the camera crew alone.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. And Bobby Shmurda is a free man. He was released from prison yesterday after serving more than 4 years for a variety of drug and gun charges. One of the first things he did, FaceTime his mom.
Kiki! What's up, baby boy?
I miss you, Stinky. Oh, my God. Yo, I cannot wait to kiss you up.
So cute. He was picked up on a private jet with Quavo, and he arrived home to some new certifications from the Recording Industry Association of America. His song Hot Boy jumped from platinum to 5 times platinum, and he also spent some time out posting to his Instagram account, and now has 2 posts, by the way. One with the caption, "How the F y'all forget about me," and the other was a picture of him with his god kids. Shmurda will now be under parole supervision for the next 5 years until February 23rd, 2026.
I have a small clip of his next single.
Oh, yeah?
If you thought Hot Boys was good, you just wait until you hear this deliciousness.
Okay. All right.
That's going to enter your ears.
What a money reside, what a money reside, what a money reside, what a money reside. Okay, let me tell you something. I'm doing something real big this month.
Any no, deal, collab. This y'all got, and maybe
I'm going to be Bobby Shmurda right. And Jeremy Rails. Really
all right, Major League Baseball has the Red Sox ranked 19th. Before going into spring training, they're doing it again. They're turning people off by putting out these lists. Anyways, congratulations to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown for being named All-Star Reserves. But on the flip side, the Celtics are struggling, and they lost to the Mavs last night, 110 to 107. And say a prayer for Tiger Woods, who was in a single car rollover crash yesterday in California. There's pictures of the accidents all over the place, and just released is a video of him driving moments before the accident happens.
Oh, no.
Looking at the road is kind of, you know.
Is it windy and stuff?
Yeah, and if you're going fast, I can see how things can go a little crazy.
Do you think that he took, they said that he didn't look like he took drugs, but they're still going to test him. Do you think he was under the influence of something?
I don't know.
I feel like he was driving fast and was just checking a text or something, like Doctor Strange, before he crushed his hands.
Oh, goodness gracious. What? They said an axe was
Dr.
used.
Stephen Strange.
No, never mind. I didn't ask.
Oh, okay.
I don't care.
Just the only person in the world who hasn't watched a single Marvel movie. It just blows my mind.
I don't know.
Anyways, they said an axe was used to get him out of the wreck and that he has serious injuries. On his Twitter page, it's been revealed that he had emergency surgery after suffering open fractures to both the upper and lower portions of his tibia and fibula bones. Bones in his foot and ankle were stabilized with screws and pins, and he needed surgery to help relieve pressure due to swelling. The good news is that he is awake and responsive.
Crazy.
With all that being said, hey, get well soon, Tiger. But as far as his career, I just think it's over. Think it's done.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I
mean, I think he can go to Armitage and meet the that bald lady.
Who? Huh?
And no, he can go to Armitage and is it Armitage and go meet the bald lady who teaches him to tap into the dark dimension to put his body back together again.
No,
and then he can fight Thanos with the time stone. Melissa, what was that just talking, about?
When you start talking like that, I legit tune out. I have no idea what you just said.
Well, how do you think he's going to... His bones were sticking out of his legs.
I understand that, but look at... Was it Alex Smith? Who in the NFL had that one of those compound fracture
Alex
injuries?
Smith,
I'm not saying Tiger Woods, if anyone can do it, it's him. He had 5 back surgeries, came back and won the Masters. Or was it the U.S. Open? I think it was Masters. Came back and won the Masters. If anyone can do it, it's him. That's all I'm saying. And let's be honest. Never mind. I'm not going to say
what?
I was going to say it's golf. It's not like you're playing like...
The back?
The back is one thing. I'm talking about the legs.
He can ride the golf car instead of walking.
That's part of the game. Have to walk.
Can he take a skateboard?
I mean, if we were to go,
Oh, wow. I didn't know
Where are we going to carry our drinks?
I actually just learned something new. I didn't know you couldn't take a golf car.
Melissa, you never played golf before.
Never.
All right. So you got to know your back and your legs are huge.
The back, he didn't injure his back in this. And
your legs are important.
His ankle shattered. Yeah.
Right. But listen, I'm just telling you.
Mel's like, he's a bitch if he doesn't come back.
I'm going to show you how to do a golf swing
is if anyone can do it, it's Tiger. The man has come back from 5 back surgeries to win a Masters. That is it.
Tiger needs
if
to stay out of cars. Every time he's in a car,
he needs a driver.
A couple of years ago, he got busted with a DUI, and now this.
Listen, in a year or so, let's come back and have this conversation. I'm telling you, he's coming back.
We will. Celtics-Hawks tonight at 7:30, and that's your sports.
All right, today's good news. news. The pandemic has been incredibly tough on restaurants. One owner is helping his restaurant in a very different way by promoting the competition. Adolfo Melendez owns a Tex-Mex restaurant in Wisconsin and understands that small businesses aren't just a way to make money. They're the heart, soul, vision, and lives of the people behind them. Now, to help, Adolfo decided to buy over $2,000 in gift cards to other neighborhood restaurants and has been raffling them off to his customers on Facebook. One of the owners of a competing restaurant says that they are so grateful, saying that Adolfo appreciates his peers and understands that their success is an affirmation of his own and that he encourages his community to join his efforts so that other restaurants thrive. I love that. Well, it is almost here. Sunday, the first edition of my It's All Good newsletter comes out. So if you could use a little positivity and some happiness in your life, go to hot969boston.com/good to subscribe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.